is interested in having a chef schmeitzer. That's like, it's amazing. Like, it's so inspiring. Okay, Wednesday night, schmeitzer, grada. We still haven't hit the ground running yet. We've only hit the ground. It's my fault. I apologize. I missed a couple nights. I try not to do that. We're still finding our way. That's the Hagdama. So again, I'm still trying to learn through the Shmaitza without comment, and then go back and see what the Shmaitza says with comment. Because the only reason people learn Shmaitza is in order to comment on it. Just kidding. Okay. Shmaitza has brought down...
There's no questions, is that pshat?
Basic questions for pshat. No, we're learning Shmaitza as if it's a dafyomi shir. Kvayocho, right? But we're just going to learn what the Shmaitza says. We're interested in figuring out what the Shmaitza says. The Kasha, the Shmaitza is a Kasha from Ruba the Lesser come on to Ruba the Isa come on, and his Sushtel to Chazoka is not a good Sushtel, and his Sushtel, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, is not really Shver, so why is the Shmaitza bothered by it? That we'll do second time around. No, we'll do Perek by Perek. But we'll do, first we'll learn the Shmaitza to get clear what the Shmaitza says. If that doesn't work, then we'll be Mishalev, the Pshat, together with the Kashas and the Shakla Vitaria. And if that doesn't work, so we'll go back to Gemara. Okay, listen, people invested in the whole Shmaitza. Okay, so the Shmaitza brought down, we're in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph. The Shmaitza brought down the Machlokes Rishonim about Sofik Deraisa Lechumra, Midioraisa, where the Sofik Deraisa is Lechumra or Lekula. And we spent time talking about the entity called a Safek, and we spent a little time talking about what Lechumra might mean and what Lekula might mean. But we're really going to save it for when we start learning the Shmaitza thoroughly, and we'll see it has a lot of ramifications and differences, like what it means. So we went through, he brought down a Pri Chodosh that focuses on three. The Shmaitza brings down three particular questions of the Pri Chodosh. I'm going over this quickly because we're moving on. The first question was Sofek Tuma Bishus Ayochet Sfek Otome. Why isn't that a riot to the Mandi Omar Sofek Dioraisa? I'm sorry. The first point is Sofek Tuma Bishus Arabim Sfek Otohor. Why isn't that a riot to the Mandi Omar Sofek Dioraisa Lekula? Again, Sofek Dioraisa Lekula means mid Dioraisa. Everyone holds Sofek Deraisa Lechumra. That's a phrase that's well known. But is it Lechumra Midioraisa or Midirabonim? So we're going to always be talking about the Rambam Shita, that Sofek Deraisa Lekula. And if that hurts your ears, we only mean it's Sofek Deraisa Lekula Midioraisa. And it's only Midirabonim that it's Lechumra. Okay, so the Pri Chodosh says, why don't you have a raya from the din of Sofek Tumma Grishus Arabim? Sveiko Tohor, you have a Sofek if what you touched was a frog or what you touched was a Sov, or Choled, or Tinshames, or all those shrugs from there. So Sveiko Tohar. So the Pri Chodesh says, nah, that's because of Cheskos Taira. You go Bosa Chazaka. The Shmaitza doesn't like that answer. He says that there are rayas from many places in Shas, that Sofek Tumah Bishus Arabim Sveiko Tohar, even without a Cheskos Taira. And the Shmaitza says, Issam Mitumah Lo Yalfinam. They have different rules, they have different guidelines. You want to learn out like the Amamotzinu. You want to extrapolate. Can't extrapolate, they have their own maslul. It's an interesting concept, but the Gemara Lamashal says, Isura mi mamona lo yalfinon. The Gemara sometimes says. Different, it's all Torah, but the Torah gave different rules to different areas. That's all. So you can't extrapolate. Okay. Then the Pri Chodosh suggests, Akash, that's from Sofek Tumma Bishus Ayochid, Sveiko Tomei. So that is a raya that Sofek Deraisa Lechumra. So the Pri Chodosh answers, nah, that's a Gzeiros HaKosov because Sofek Kvadai. No, I'm sorry. No, the Pri Chodosh answers because Issam Mitumah Lo Yalfinon. That's what he says. Because even the Rashba is going to have to say that. Because even the Rashba will Sofek Deraisa Lechumra, but here there's a Xeris HaKosov that Sofek Tumah Bishus Ayochid Sveiko Tomei even against the Chazaka. So it's a special din, and Issam Mitumah Lo Yalfinon. Here the Pri Chodosh says that. And the Shmaitza says, no, 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 no. I have a much more basic teretz, and that is that there's a din of Sofek Kavadai. I guess the Shmaitza means, now Sofek Kavadai would mean that if Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, you burn Truma. If Truma touches a Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, you burn the Truma. Normally if Truma is Sofek Tumah, you're not allowed to burn it. It's called Tolin. You can't eat it because it might be Tumah. You can't burn it because it might be Torah. You're not allowed to burn Tohar Truma. But if Truma touches or comes into a situation of Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, you burn it. So that's a din of called Sofek Kevadai. So that's a separate din. Now the Shmaita doesn't say, okay, so let's learn. So the Shmaita also means, I guess, that you have to end up saying Isser Mitumah Lo Yalfinan, that there's a special din of Sofek Kevadai. So why do we extrapolate that to Tola Tarakula? Because we don't. Because the Shmaita doesn't speak it out, but I guess he means also Isser Mitumah Lo Yalfinan. The third kasha of the Prichadish is from Sofek Sota. And he says, you can't, in other words, Sofek Sota is Asur to Habal. So that Lechora proves that Sofek is Asur. So the Prichadish says, no, there's Raglayim Udavar. You know, Kino Istira, that's a funny business. Now the Shmaitza says, no. If that would be true, so how could you learn out the Kol HaTarakula? How do you know Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Feiko Tame? You learn it out from Sota. And if you're thinking, how can you learn out Tumah from Isser? So by the way, the Isser Sota is always referred to as Tumah. The Isha Labayla, this has to do with a lot of, it happens to be hashkafically important, but we'll say that for the Shoyvim and Shiurim, not now, that Isha Labayla is called, even Hilchos Nida, you don't just say Anida's Asur Labayla, you talk about Tumeya, Anida's Tumeya also. Because she touches kachim, they become tamei, and she transmits tumah. She's an avat tumah, a chair. It's hard to imagine how they live, like now your wife's a needle, don't sit on that chair. why not?
Or that couch.
Don't sit on that couch. My wife sat on it a minute ago.
Where she sat?
How did they live? So I don't know, that's another rant I have. I imagine that a Baal Tshuva, someone that's not frum, becoming a Baal Tshuva, when he hasn't yet become frum, can't imagine how a frum Jew lives on Shabbos. Like what do you do in the toilet? Like, what do you do with toilet paper? How do you turn on the light, turn off the light? Like, how do you live on Shabbos? But we know, Yesh Pitaron for everything. So I imagine Hilchos Nida to us, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when you're makran on Tumah V'Tahara, I tell myself it's probably just strange to me, as strange as Shabbos is to someone becoming from. And it looks like, how can you live? And you live, maybe you share special chairs, they're marked with a piece of red tape or something, that's all, and no one else sits there. Or you sit there and then you go to the mikvah, because it's only, you only become a Rishon on the Tumah if you sit on a chair that a Nida sits on. So you become a Rishon on the Tumah. If you're not planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash or on eating Kachim, and you can't transmit the Tumah further to another Kli. But that's really a social thing that we probably wouldn't do nowadays. Really? I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Anyway, the Issur Nida Labayla is called Tumah. No, it's very hashkafically important. And a Sota also. You see that the relationship. This has to do Shalvim Shir Shechina Beinayim. That you see Yesh V'Ishtar Shechina Beinayim, and it's actually called Tumah. A Sota is not just called Asura; it's called V'Hinitma'a. It's called Tumah, as Nida is the Tumah. Nida is the Poyel Tamei. The Chiddush by Nida is that the Issur Labayla. We also talk about Tumah and Taira and going to the Mikvah and becoming Tohar when we're really talking about Issur V'Hetar. But we're in the world of Tumah V'Tayra. Koshkein Sota, which has no shaykhis to real Tumah, if a Sota touches a piece of Truma, it's perfectly fine. Nothing happens to the Truma, but it's called Tumah Labayla. And that's why there's no Isser Mitumah Lo Yalfinan, or Tumah Me Isser Lo Yalfinan. And you can learn out from Sota that Sofek Tumah, Rishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tameh, even though you say, well, Tumah Me Isser Lo Yalfinan, it's not, because it's Tumah Mitumah. So, any kaponim, so the Shmaitza asks on the Prichadosh that you see you learn out from Sota to every Sofek Tumah Rishus HaYochid that Sveiko is Tomei. So, how can you do that if Raglayim Ladovar, of the sota stops you from extrapolating. So that can't be the reason, because we. So now, so what tak is pshat? What's I'm going off right because I want to. I just very quickly. Toisus and sota actually asks the question: how can you learn out sofik tuma rishus hayochid sveikot tome from sota if the kina yostira make raglayim ledover? Raglayim ledover means there's grounds for suspicion, so it's not like a 50-50 sofik. It's grounds for suspicion. So Tosfos says, so then how can you learn out? You know, you touch something, you aren't sure if it's a frog or if it's this. How can you learn out from sota? Sota's raglayim ledover. So Tosfos actually answers, and this is taka against the prichadosh, and that's what the Shmaitzer is saying. He's not saying it, but that's why Tosfos says, and this is a very important yisod, that's why I'm speaking it out. The raglayim ledover of a sota brings it up to the level of a suffix. See, if not for the raglayim ledover, you say, maybe the wife was mazane. Like, why should you think so? Remember, we talked about suffix has to be a certain reality to the suffix. It can't just be, you don't know. You don't know a lot of things. That doesn't, not every idea a suffix maketh. Right? Just because you don't know, so you're stupid, or you don't have your glasses on, or you're chosen yediyah. So that's what Tosfos answers. The raglayim ledover of a sota, the fact that he made kinui and stira, brings it up to the level of a safek. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be a safek. Now it's a safek. Oh, the Torah says it's also, so you learn out something. Tumah v'shusayochid, sveikot tameh. And that's why the prichadosh, the Shmaitzer does not speak this all out. But it's all included in his question on the Pri Chodosh. If Raglayim Ledover is a reason not to learn out from Sofek Soita to Kol HaTorah Kula, that Sofek is Lechumra, so then how can you learn out from Sofek Soita that Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei? So he doesn't answer the question. You learn the Shmaitz, you say, okay, I guess we ignore the Raglayim Ledover. So that's why I wanted to speak out to Tosfos and Soita, that Chofches, that we don't ignore the Raglayim Ledover. Tosfos actually asks it as a question. How can you learn out from Soita to Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid? I by Soita is Raglayim Ledover, and Tosfos answers the Raglayim Ledover brings it up to the level of a Sofek, which we learned. You have to understand, things have to be brought up to the level of a Sofek.
But is that the definition of what would bring it up? Or
it's one of the things that would bring it up. One of the things. Right. It's not the defining thing. But you need something to bring it up. Sofek has to be a certain level of reality. Just because you don't know. That's the biggest out. So now, what is the answer to the question? Why don't you learn out from there that every suffix is the chumrah? So the Shmaitzer falls back on good old Isumituma Loyalfinan. Good old Isumituma Loyalfinan. Okay, now we're ready to move on. What? It's not real tumma if she touches truma, but it's enough tumma that you learn out from there to every suffik tumah b'shus hayochid, that's sveiko tomei. The Torah uses the word tumah. It's not the tumah, the different types of tumah. Tumah is a spiritual, ruchniyustik affliction, lack of shlemus. So there's different types, you know. Al tatami as ha'aretz. It says ritzichos matami to aretz. There's different. No, we learn out from Sota that Sofek Tumen Rishus HaYochid is Tumay. It's enough Tumah that we learn out. The Torah calls it Tumah. The Torah calls it Tumah. I mean, you can't ask a Kasha. The Torah calls it Tumah, and the Gemara feels that since it's Tumah, so it's called Tumah Mi Tumah.
It's enough to learn it out.
It's enough to learn it out.
No, it's enough for Rishus HaYochid, but not for Rishus HaRabbah.
Well, sure about that, but we'll see as we learn through the Shmaitzer. And let's move on now. The Shmaitzer then brings down a kasha on the Rambam, and we'll start now learning inside with the paragraph that starts with the Hikshula Rambam. The Hikshula Rambam.
Before that, by the way, it does bring that there were other Rishonim that did want to learn to the Rambam, Suffolk Tower. It says, come on.
Yeah. We're going to read about that. We'll talk about that later on. The Hikshul Aramam Sofik Mamzer, the Kosev Rachmona Lehetera, Kedizu Beperek Asover Yuchsin, and Kedushin Dafayim Gimel, there's a drasha, mamzer, mamzer vadai b'loy mamzer sofik. Now we're going to learn about that, I hold, because I hold it's a very strange drasha, because the pasuk doesn't say mamzer vadai. If you open the chumash, it says mamzer. Just like it says chazer, and just like it says treifa and nevela. Where did the Gemara see this drasha of mamzer vadai b'loy mamzer sofik? So we're going to talk about that, because maybe this is the Rambam's source. The Shmaitzer does not yet accept that this is the Rambam's source. He brings down those that ask it on the Rambam. Why do you need a pasuk that suffik mamzer is mutter? Every suffik deraisa is lakur. And again, mediraisa. I'm just warning you that there are rishonim that say that the Rambam got his din from Sofik Mamzer. So obviously you can't ask a question. He learned the din from there. You can't ask a question, why do you need the pasuk for, if he learned it from there? And if it sounds strange to you, so I'm telling you, it doesn't say in the pasuk Mamzer Vadai, realize. It says Mamzer. So it says Mamzer, so it says Chazir. So we're going to see. We're going to talk about the Rambam. Meanwhile, we're ignoring the fact that many Rishonim in Kiddushin say that the Rambam's Makar, the Rambam's source, is Sofik Mamzer. We're going to ignore that. And we're going to go with the Shmaitzer that brings it down as a Kasha on the Rambam. Why do you need a Pasuk that Sofik Mamzer's Mutter if every Sofik Yerais is Lakula?
We also know there's two kinds of Jews. Isn't that background? Kahal Sofik, Kahal Vada. Isn't that just like background information here? There's Kahal Sofik and Kahal Vada.
I think that's fair. Not yet. Vichul Rambam Sofik Mamzer the cause of Rachmanu Lahatera Kedisa Beperek Asori Yuchsin Ukro Lomeli. Why do you need the pasuk for? Kivin the Kolas Veikos Einu Element Divreihem. Very Midirais. So every Sofik Derais is Lakula. Vamoharit Tirates Dechisharia Rachmanu Sofik Mamzer Lagamri Sharia. This is sort of the mirror image. Remember we said by Sofik Tumah Veshus Hayochid, we said Sofik Kavadai that it's Tomei. This is the mirror image. Here it's Sofek Kavadai Lakula. A Sofek Mamzer suggests to Marit is Mutter, not Lakula. Lakula could mean you assume it's okay. You take on the tzad, it's okay. You're allowed to ignore the danger that it might not be okay. So to Marit, none of that. Mamzer is a miyuchad din that it's Mutter. It's Mutter, meaning even if the guy's a mamzer, it's mutter. Even on that side.
More mutter than regular Jew. It's more mutter than
regular Jew.
Yeah, but basically
what... Please, let's go Bahadrug. Okay.
The point is that it's vadai mutter. The Sufik mamzer has a din that he's mutter. You don't have to be chayshish, he's a mamzer. But if he's a mamzer, you're talking doing something wrong. But the din of a Sufik mamzer is that it's mutter. The Torah gave Xeris HaKosu that it's Mutter.
So if you find out later that he was a Mamzer Vada,
you find out he's no longer...
It changes now because
he's no longer a Sofik Mamzer.
Right. Now we can say that we already passed these Mutter and we created a new...
No. Chayra not. Because Sofik is still the reality of Sofik. And now it's Vada.
Reality?
What?
Reality we're talking about already?
A Torah recognized reality. You want to be Megashem, the Nafkamina, says the Marit, that a Sofik Mamzer could be married to two wives, a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzeris. Now looking at it from the Mamzer's perspective, from the Sofik Mamzer's perspective, right? So the Bas Yisrael is allowed to marry him, because he's a Sofik
Mamzer. He's not a Mamzer. And
the Tzad
is not a Mamzer.
Wrong.
Why?
The Marit's point is not because of the Tzad he's not a Mamzer. That's exactly the Marit's point. She's Mutter in a Sofik Mamzer. Not because of the Tzad that he's not a Mamzer.
He's not a Mamzer.
Not, he's a Sofik Mamzer.
Mamzer cannot marry a Mamzer.
Right, but a Sofik Mamzer could. That's the Marit's tent. Now you're going to be aiming on the Marit's terrace. What?
Go ahead, okay, get this.
Don't mix in Sofik Kol. The Marit is saying this Bas Yisrael could marry this man, not because of the tzad that he's not a mamzer, but because he's a suffolk mamzer and he's mutter. Even if he's a mamzer, he's mutter. That's the Maritz Chiddush. That suffolk mamzer is mutter b'teres vaday. And therefore, this guy could be married to two wives. He could be married to a Bas Yisrael, and he could be married to a mamzeres. So the Chari is a monoshach. One of the wives is also for him to marry.
The type of the
Sasre. Teretz is, suspend our normal way of thinking that it's the tzadim that determine the din, that only a mamzer vaday has a din. So a suffolk mamzer, you have two tzadim. Is it aser or is it mutter? Right? There's a status to the very reality of suffolk. That's why it's important to understand that suffolk is a reality. There's a metzias of suffolk, because you see, according to the Marit, it has its own din. If there would be no such thing as a suffolk mamzer, it's just, you don't know what the guy is, but it's not a thing, it's not an entity, so then how could it have its own din? The Marit wouldn't make any sense. The Marit makes sense once you realize that there's an entity called suffolk, and you have a suffolk mamzer. So this entity called suffolk mamzer joins the different entities that the Torah talks about. Chazer is Osir, Mamzer is Osir, Yisrael is Mutter, Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter, and now therefore he can marry both wives. He can marry two wives, and there's no tie to the Sasre.
So what happens afterwards? Let's say the Suffolk is removed after he's married both.
He has to divorce her. Once he becomes a Vadai, then his din changes.
So it doesn't invalidate the actual
din, right,
marriage to begin with, but he does have to divorce now.
Now our friend Rabbi Yeshua here is making a point that's important to remember, that the Maritz talking about that this suffolk mamzer is married to two women, a mamzeres and a bas Yisrael, right? Now, so the bas Yisrael is muttering him because he's a suffolk mamzer. And the mamzer, now why is the mamzeres mutter to him?
Oh, because it's still
a mamzeres is also bekal Hashem. So just like we say mamzer vaday b'loy mamzer sofek, we say kohol vaday b'loy kohol sofek. In other words, both components of the parasha of mamzer, lo yovel mamzer bekal Hashem. So there's two components. There's the mamzer and the kohol, the Yisrael. So we say also kohol vaday below kohol sofek, and therefore the mamzeres could marry this guy who's a sofek kohol. She doesn't get it as a sofek mamzer, it's only for her benefit. Her problem is that he's a sofek kohol. Maybe he's a regular member of Klal Yisrael. How could she marry him? Because the vaday below sofek is said on both components in the parasha, the mamzer and the kohol.
Is this Suffolk Doraisa Lekula?
No, that's the Maritz Teretz. Suffolk Doraisa Lekula means...
We're Michael in both sides.
Yeah, but that's just using the word Kula loosely. Suffolk Doraisa Lekula means either assume the Tzad Kula, which we're going to be learning about. Like, why would the Torah say that? Why would the Torah allow me to assume the Tzad Kula? It might mean ignore the danger, right? Guy says, you know, danger, do not cross. So the Torah removed the signs. Maybe you're still a fool. I'm discussing that tzadim, what Suffolk Doraisa Lekula could mean. We never really fleshed it out. We have a whole shmaitzah to learn. We don't know what it means. Maybe it means ignore the danger. But maybe you're still a fool if you ignore the danger. The Torah doesn't tell you danger. But maybe you're a fool if you ignore the danger.
Simple.
Maybe we didn't flesh out Suffolk Doraisa Lekula. It's not the point. But Suffolk Doraisa Lekula deals with a tzad of the Suffolk. This is what is important to know in order to understand the Marit. No matter what shot you say in Suffolk Doraisa Lekula, assume the tzad kula. Ignore the tzad chumra. Say what me worry and do whatever you want. But that's all deals with it as a suffix, with tzadim.
Simply, what's the teretz?
What?
Simply, what's the teretz? Chat. The Maharid has an akasha, the Hikshu al Rambam.
Right. And he's answering it.
So what's the answer?
That it's not a din of suffix, the Raisa Lekula here. It's a, it's a supernova. It's a special new
din. The kasha was that you don't need a pasuk. That was the
you do need a pasuk.
That's the answer. We need a pasuk what? For this new special thing.
Right.
Okay.
Good. Mishkoyach. So the point of the Marid is that we're not by the din of Sofik Mamza Mutter is not the din of Sofik Deraisa Lakula. The din of Sofik Deraisa Lakula is a din of Sedodim. Sad Isser, Sad Heter. Lakula either means assume or ignore or do what you want. Freebie today, right? Ignore all the warning signs. You're free to do what you want, blah, blah. Sofik Mamza Lakula is a proactive, positive, specific din. Just like Chazer has a din and Mamzer has a din, then Sofik Mamzer has a din. And the din is that it's mutter. And therefore...
That's his lashon.
What?
Shmai says, Torah's Vada.
Right. The mirror image of the Sofik Kavadi of Sofik Sota. And therefore, this guy could be married to two wives. Maybe not a good idea anyway. But he could be married to two wives. He could be married to a Sofik... He can be married to a Mamzeres and a Bas Yisrael. Because they're both mutter in him. Now, the Shmaita doesn't speak out that one is the din of Mamza Vaday below Mamza Sofek, and the other one is the din of Kohol Vaday below Kohol Sofek. But the point is that Lechor Amonav Shachetz Aser, because he's either a Mamzer or he's not a Mamzer, right? Teretz is, he's a new entity called a Sofek Mamzer. He is Taka not either a Mamzer or not a Mamzer. He is a Sofek Mamzer, which is a reality, an entity in itself, and it has its own din that it's mutter.
But
a Torah recognized reality.
Is that entity inherited though, if he has children by the Bas Yisrael?
I wouldn't say it's inherited, I would say now they are Sofek Mamzer.
Okay.
Now they are Sofek Mamzer. Okay, so that's the kosher. Now, the Shmaitza does not like the Marit. The Shmaitza asks a kasha for the Marit, and to understand the Shmaitza's kasha, you have to have like a shtickle mathematical head. It's a cheshbon kasha, not a lomdusha kasha. The Gemara in Kedushin has two psukim. One, that a mamzer could marry a Sofik mamzer. Chad lemishri mamzer bishtukis. So that's, again, from the mamzer's perspective, it's the mamzer can marry a Sofek mamzer means kohol vaday veloy kohol sofek, and the shtukis could marry right, and v'chad lemishri shtuki be Yisrael, that a Yisrael could marry a Sofek mamzer. Because both of these, the Marit posits a case, and he says, oh, it's mutter, and it's only mutter because Sofek mamzer is mutter. The Shmaita says, you know, you need two psukim for each half. You need a pasuk for each half. It's not automatic.
You have one.
The Gemara has two psukim. One for Mamza Vadei Veloi Mamza Safek, and one for Kohol Vadei Veloi Kohol Safek. One to allow a Mamzer to marry a Safek Mamzeres, which is Kohol Vadei Veloi Kohol Safek, right? And one to allow a mamzer to marry a shtukis, or a shtuki to marry a mamzeres, because it's shtuki is another way, it's a type of sofik mamzer, a shtuki. So that's sofik mamzer, v'loy badei mamzer. So you have two psukim. So the Shmaita Poshri has a cheshbon kasha. According to the Marit, the whole din of sofik mamzer, v'loy badei mamzer, v'loy sofik, is to tell you this scenario of being married to two women, and you don't say manav shach, but that case already incorporates both elements of the two psukim. So then why do you need two psukim? You should only need one pasuk. If you're saying, according to the Rambam, really no pasuk would be necessary, and the only reason you need a pasuk. Now the truth is, the Shmaitza, it's not such a strong kasha. The psukim are conceptual. The Marit's case, the Marit doesn't say that the case of Mamzer v'lo Yisofek Mamzer is this case. Marit said that the case of the din of Mamzer v'lo Yisofek Mamzer, concept, conceptually, is not the din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula. It's a new type of din. You say, what's the nafkamina? What's the difference? So the Marit spawned a scenario which brings out the nafkamina. But the Marit didn't say that the Pasuk is talking about this case. The Pasuk is conceptual. Mamza Vade Veloy Mamza Sofek is conceptually a different din than Sofek Deraisa Lekula. I'll ask me, what's the difference? So I'll tell you the difference is if you're married to two women. So the Shmaitz is Kasha, I hope it's not so schwer. I wasn't going to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. What? But you need two psukim. One for Mamza Vade Veloy Mamza Sofek, and one for Kol Vade Veloy Kol Sofek. It's true that when you want to know the nafkamina, then the nafkamina will incorporate both psukim as one, right? But the Marit is answering a conceptual teretz that this is not the din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula. This is a new din where Sofek Mamza has its own din. It's mutter to a Yisrael, and Kohol Vaday Veloy Kohol Sofek is not a din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula. It's a new din. A mamza is allowed to marry a kohol sofek, b'toras vaday.
That's why you need a pasuk.
All right, so they're two different dinim. Mamza sofek v'loy mamza vaday, and kohol vaday, I'm sorry, mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek, and kohol vaday v'loy kohol sofek. And each are two different dinim. So you need two psukim. You just want to know, oh man, what's the difference? Why can't we just say Sofek Deraisa Lekula? I can think of other differences. The Marit said this difference, where a guy's married to two wives. The Shmaitz is acting as if the Marit's teretz was, you need a pasuk for this case of a guy married to two wives.
So he says, what was the kasha?
I Sofek Deraisa Lekula, what do you need a pasuk for? His answer is a conceptual, you know.
But he has to answer, so what do you do with the pasuk?
His answer is a conceptual answer. The pasuk is not telling me a din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula. It's telling me that Mamza Sofek has a din that it's Vaday Mutter. And now I'm telling you, you need a separate pasuk that Kohol Vaday to a Mamzer has a special din that Kohol Sofek is Mutter to a Mamzer. It's two different dinim, you need two psukim. The Shmaitz's Kasha is treating the Maritz scenario as if the Teretz was, you need the pasuk to tell me that case. That's not what the Marit said. The Marit was a conceptual Teretz, and you say, ah, you'll ask me a nafkamina, so maybe I'll give you a different nafkamina. You know, a nafkamina that you shouldn't be nervous, your heart shouldn't pound, it's Vaday Mutter. I don't know, give the other nafkaminas. And he just gave this story as an example. So you can't ask what he need two psukim. They're two different dinim. Mamza Vaday Veloy Mamza Sofek. Kohol Vaday Veloy Kohol Sofek. We'll continue tomorrow night.
You don't need to.